Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is a new study that shows that access to legal marijuana retail stores is linked to a reduction in heavy drinking. It's a federally funded study. We're going to talk more about that later this hour. I have agreed to extend the conversation about the election last night until 3:20. So we'll get to as many calls as we can. Last night, Jose Alvarado just drained a three, said the play wasn't even for him, but he had the shot. He took it. He said, I have confidence in myself. I knew I could hit that shot anywhere. And I said, why not do it in front of the New Orleans crowd? And he did it. And the Pelicans went on to beat the Hornets last night. And the Hornets are a good team. Great crowd last night at the Smoothie King Center also. Remember that today it's Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert, QB to QB at 4:30. Drew Brees has a conversation with Drew Brees, and they'll talk about the loss to the Rams and the upcoming game with the Carolina Panthers. And so a lot to talk about. Also, the trades. So we've been talking about the election last night, and if you're just tuning in, I simply said that I think that what happened last night is something that the president and Republicans need to pay attention to. But I don't think that this is any indication, based on where the election took place in New York City, that this is an indication that socialism is sweeping across this country. This is a fear tactic slogan that has been used for decades and decades, and I've been in this business a long time, and I've heard it over the years. And socialism has yet to take over. And I don't think that there's any greater sign today that socialism is taking over. Now, you can line up all the things you want to line up and say, well, you're wrong, Scoot, because this happened and this happened and this happened. I've heard this over the years. And we're still not a socialist country. And I don't think we're going to become a socialist nation. But there is a young generation out there that has more of an aptitude for socialism than older generations. And those young voters got out and voted last night. And young voters are something to contend with. And as I have said, you know, baby boomers are still struggling with this idea that there's a new young generation, millennials, that outnumber the baby boomers. And if they vote in massive numbers, they can control the outcome of elections if they want to. The good news for boomers and those who disagree with the millennials is that they generally don't vote in massive numbers. But socialism is not coming to Louisiana. It's not coming to the Gulf South. And because there's a socialist mayor of New York City, that's not going to happen here. And there's also a council to deal with, and there are laws to deal with, and there's a constitution. There are ordinances to deal with. So this person can't just come in and be a dictator. So Mamdani it may not be as bad as you have been led to believe. But last night on Fox News, they were squirming as the results were coming in. And Martha McCollum and Brett Baer have talked about what a big victory this was for Republicans. And this basically what happened is a statement against some of the things that the current president is doing. And this is not new. There are always things that people disagree with concerning any president. And when presidents, and this happened to Bill Clinton, When presidents sense that voters are turning against them, they pay attention and they change. Bill Clinton changed, and he came back big time. Now, is this president going to change? I don't know. All right, President Trump is reacting to last night's election results. The Democrats really swept in every big race, even though they were generally blue states. There was a Republican governor in the state of Virginia, and now there's a Democrat. So it's not that they won. It's also that they won by big margins.
The White House, the president noted 1 year ago today, he won the presidential election.
Last night, it was not expected to be a victory. It was very Democrat areas, but I don't think it was good for Republicans. I don't think it was good. I'm not sure it was good for anybody.
Democrats won the governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia. Democratic socialist Zoran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City.
If you read the pollsters, the shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans, and that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor.
Voters in California also approved a plan to overhaul the state's congressional district boundaries, giving Democrats a boost. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was a five-alarm fire for Donald Trump.
The Republicans' high-cost House is on fire, and they've only got themselves to blame.
Many voters expressed dissatisfaction with the president's handling of the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You know, I want to say this about the president's statement that the reason the Democrats won is because he was not on the ballot. Do you realize what that says? It says that his strongest supporters are not true Republicans. They're true Trump supporters. But if it takes him to be on the ballot to get them out to vote, then they're not true Republicans. They're not true Republicans who are voting for other Republicans. They're only out to vote for him. And if he's on the ballot, yeah, they'll vote for the other Republicans. But they don't turn out. This is what the president is saying. They don't turn out to just vote for Republicans. New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani says that President Trump is wrong in many of the things that he's done, and he took a shot at Trump during his victory speech.
New York, tonight you have delivered a mandate for change, a mandate for a new kind of politics, a mandate for a city we can afford, and a mandate for a government that delivers exactly that. If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him. And if there is any way to terrify a despot, it is by dismantling the very conditions that allowed him to accumulate power. This is not only how we stop Trump, it's how we stop the next one.
And last night on CNN, liberal Democrat Van Jones was very critical of Mamdani's victory speech and said it was too harsh and he missed an opportunity to bring more people into the tent. Virginia's governor-elect Representative Abigail Spanberger says that her election victory shows the importance of the voters' day-to-day concerns.
I thank you for the trust that you have placed in me, and it is the honor of my lifetime to be elected the 75th governor of the Commonwealth. We sent a message to the whole world that in 2025, Virginia chose pragmatism over partisanship. We chose our Commonwealth over chaos.
And New Jersey Governor-elect Representative Mikey Sherrill shouted out New Jersey's state motto as she says voters were there to reject President Trump's policies.
Liberty and prosperity. I've seen the genius in that motto over the last year because both are essential in our democracy. And as the president is backing away from this ideal, cutting SNAP, ripping away health care, terminating Gateway, we here in New Jersey are bound to fight for a different future for our children.
All right, let's try to get a few calls on here. Let's go to Hammond. Irvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey.
The spotlight was on the election. So the Democrats are crowing today, and the Republicans are in denial. But I wish the press would turn the spotlight on Congress, whether it's AOC and Bernie on one side or House Speaker Williams or Kennedy or Scalise on the other. You never thought I'd pull all these five together. Those guys, that whole group is on the same page once again. They don't want a balanced budget amendment. They don't want term limits. They don't want any refraining of congresspersons entering into the stock market and making money. But more importantly now, so health care and Medicare subsidies is the big issue holding up the government. Has either Democrats or Republicans proposed cutting their 75% subsidized by taxpayers, Blue Cross insurance, until the budget is fixed? Neither side has come up with that. Both sides say that they feel the unpaid federal workers. Has either the Democrats nor the Republicans proposed their pay, and they get paid on the last day of the month, so they got paid on October 31st, and they will get their paychecks on November the 3rd, be withheld until the budget issue is resolved? These characters are all in the same bowl on these five issues, and I wish the people on both sides, whether you were Bernie and ACO or Williams or Scalise or Kennedy, would realize that this is where the spotlight needs to be on the hypocrisy of our Congress. I'll get it to you.
Yeah, all right, Irvin, I appreciate the call. You're right. Look, they're both in this together, and the sad thing is that they really don't care about the American people. What both sides care about is advancing their agendas and maintaining their power. And both of them are fighting for power. Both sides are fighting for power right now. And House Speaker Mike Johnson is just in the thick of it. He is he's a puppet of the current president. Let's go to Gonzalez. Chuck, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Right after the Great Depression, the income tax rates were as high as 90%. And they stayed very high, dropping slightly every now and then to down to about 50% till 1986, when President Reagan took office, quickly dropped the rates down to 38%. And they've been up and down, and they're very low right now, even though they say it's the top rate of 37%. The wealthiest people own businesses, and they get a 20% deduction called the qualified business income deduction right off the top of their net income, which effectively makes their rates down into the 20s, which is equal to the top corporate tax rate right now of 21%. You put that on top of that the top 10% of the people in this country own over 70% of the wealth. We're not talking about socialism. Socialism is where the government starts taking over business, starts taking over the production capacity of business. That's never going to happen. What we have is runaway capitalism. And until we start raising the income tax rates, and that will slowly possibly start redistributing some of the wealth away from that top 10%, because we're not going to be able to afford any of these things that the Mondamis of the world or any other people that think we're turning it to socialism, we can't afford to pay for these things. There's going to be no socialism. Runaway capitalism is what's killing us. And a good way to fix it is to raise the income tax rates. Back in 1950, the highest income tax rate was 91%. During the 1950s, we had the largest boom in this country. The middle class thrived and grew exponentially. If we don't start reining in runaway capitalism, we're not going to go to socialism. We're going to hit another depression, and things are going to go really, really bad. And then who knows what shakes out after that.
All right, Chuck, I appreciate the call. You know, you bring up a good point. I mean, many people who talk about socialism and fear fascism and fear communism do not understand the definition of those terms. But yet they talk about socialism and fascism and communism like they really know what they are. There is very little chance that this country is ever going to be socialistic. And the idea, and we had a caller earlier talk about how she's afraid of the spread of socialism. And I've been hearing this for years, and it hasn't happened, and it's not going to happen. Don't let them scare you but they're using this as a scare tactic to frighten you, and it's ruining your day. And you shouldn't let them do that to you, because we're not going to become a socialist nation. Stephen Covington, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How are we doing today, Scoot?
Good.
To me, first off, we need to put term limits on everybody in Senate and Congress, period. We put them on our presidents, we put them on our governors and everything else. That needs to go. Second, we need to drop both parties, and when you register to vote, your vote is an open party, period.
I like that.
No one knows. No one knows what you're doing.
No, I like then the idea of open primaries.
You know, then we don't have all this BS with them collecting money to advertise per party.
But, Steve, if you want to see the two parties work together, you start talking about term limits and start talking about busting up their longevity, equal power. You start talking about that, those two parties are going to work together against us to maintain their power and to maintain their position in office. But I remind you that we do have term limits. All you have to do is vote somebody out of office. You have the ability to do that, but unfortunately, people don't do it. All right, you got a comment? Well, actually, we're going to change the topic. We went on long enough with this, and we're not going to let politics take over every show. So we're going to come back. But hey, listen, tonight is the biggest, brightest supermoon of the year. So get out there and enjoy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There is a new federally funded study that has come out. It was done at Oregon State University and the Oregon Public Health Division, and they were investigating a link between the number of legal marijuana stores and a reduction in alcohol use. I don't think this is a big surprise. The more people smoke marijuana, the less they drink. And that was the result of this study, that heavy alcohol use was down significantly in places where there are a lot of stores where marijuana is available. And, a lot of people don't drink for the taste. I mean, you can't tell me that you know anybody, and you can't tell me that you drink Jägermeister for the taste. You can't tell me that you do some of the shots that you do for the taste, or you wouldn't make that face after you take the shot. You know, that grimace of a look after you do a shot of Jägermeister? Yikes! I mean, if you look at somebody's face after they do that, you wonder, why did they do that, if that's the face that it makes you make? So this shouldn't be a surprise. You know, people want to escape. And a lot of people weren't smoking pot because it was illegal, or maybe they didn't know, you know, where to get it. And so now that it's legal, there might be a few more people smoking pot. But people are smoking pot instead of drinking if marijuana is available. And I don't see how this is a problem. The study was partially funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. And I wonder if they're, I can't see where this is bad news. I mean, I wonder if they're trying to make some kind of negative point here that, you know, we should have more drinkers than marijuana smokers. You know, I have been drunk. I have been stoned on marijuana. And I would rather people who are stoned on marijuana be around me than people who are drunk. Because people who are drunk are totally obnoxious. And for the most part, this is a general statement, for the most part, people who smoke pot, they're not obnoxious. They're not, you know, they don't act as stupid. Well, let me take that back. You can act pretty stupid if you're stoned. But, you know, you just don't act as dumb as you act when you're totally drunk. So I really don't see how this is a bad thing. I don't see how this is a surprise. I mean, sometimes a lot of money is spent on studies that are a waste of time. Because if somebody asked you, I mean, think about this. If somebody asked you, do you think that the consumption of alcohol goes down if marijuana is available? I mean, I would think yes. Now, that's not to say that there are people who don't like being stoned and they like being drunk, or they like a buzz from alcohol. I'll put it that way, because everybody who drinks alcohol doesn't get totally wasted. But there are people who just like alcohol. There are people who like marijuana. They like the feeling that they get from drinking, or they like the feeling they get from smoking. But it just doesn't seem like this is a big revelation. This idea that drinking goes down if there are more available stores to buy marijuana doesn't seem like it's a big deal. All right, let's see. Do you want to do a couple of texts, Ian?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it.
Here's a text that says, oh, we've been talking a bit about Trevor Penning, too, in the first hour.
We're yes.
Kind of bagging on him a little bit. Here's a text that says, we waste our first-round pick on terrible O-linemen every year. They need to hire someone just to scout us out some decent players to draft for our line, because it's obvious we can't do it.
Yeah, the analysis of players, the evaluation of players, if you go back through just the recent history of the Saints, has not been that great.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, the THC drinks that are available now are definitely cutting into the spirits and the beer department. I worked for Rouse's. This is my business. I know.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And you know, if you can go into a bar and get a buzz from a drink that has THC in it, you know, you might want to do that, because you're not going to get a hangover. I mean, I've never known anybody. Have you known anybody who's ever got a hangover from smoking pot? I mean, you might feel a little foggy in the morning, but
no.
It's no way near. I mean, a hangover from over-drinking, I mean, it is a violent body eruption. It's disgusting. And the headache and just the way, the nausea and just the way you feel. You know, you might be a little foggy in the morning if you get stoned, but, you know, you're not going to have that kind of hangover.
A couple more. Here's a text that says, hey, the THC drinks. I read that one. Here's a text that says, I have not heard of many instances of men getting high as a kite and then beating their wives.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Look, I don't think you should do either. But if I had a choice, I would rather encounter a stone driver than a drunk driver. I don't think you should do either. But if I had a choice, I'd rather encounter a stone driver than a drunk driver. Because the drunk driver is probably going 90 miles an hour. The stone driver is going 30, but he or she thinks they're going 90 miles an hour. All right, today is the 68th birthday of Mike Score, the lead singer with the hair in Flock of Seagulls. And in my recent conversation with Mike Score, I asked Mike to take us back when the song I Ran was in heavy rotation on the radio. I said, what stands out in your mind about your life at that time?
Really, you know, going to places to play that you never thought you'd ever play, you know, like Madison Square Garden, stuff like that. And you walk out on the stage and you go, everybody in the history of rock and roll has, you know, that's done anything, has stood right here on the stage, the Hollywood Bowl. I remember going out there and going, Ringo was here, Paul McCartney was here, George Harrison was here, you know, and John Lennon was over there. So it was just like, wow, you know, you look out, you saw what they saw, and it was just, here I am, now my own history.
So as big as you were then, you were humbled by that.
Yeah, because we never expected it to. You know, we were in Liverpool playing in pubs to 150 people. Then we came to America and we toured with the Go-Go's, Psychedelic Furs, and then the Police. You know, so we went from 150 to 50, 60, 70,000 within a year. You know, and then you kind of stop and look back and go, that's a hell of a drop if we go back down. So every day there was something like that. So every day there was something spectacular and new. You know, the record company would say, you sold 60,000 albums yesterday. And we're like, 60,000? We never thought we'd sell 6,000 at any time, you know. And then it was, you know, you're getting a Grammy. You know, the Police have extended their tour and we're going on it. And, you like the Cars. We're going to go and do a gig with the Cars because they like you. So every day was, you know, just like for us, our internal history was just like growing step by step like that. It was just super exciting.
I also asked Mike about how did he invent that signature hairstyle of his?
I had a Ziggy Stardust. You know, it's all stuck up, right? And then Frank, the bass player, he wanted to get in the mirror, so he just put his hand like lightly on my head, and it squashed the middle part down. And this was at the same time as our manager was trying to get us on stage. So I just went out with it sticking up like that, and I saw a couple of girls go, "Oh, look at his hair." So then I just developed it from that. Being hairdressers before being in a band, we spotted that immediately, that they were saying, "Oh, look at his hair," you know. And when I looked at it, it was very space cadet-y, and that was my whole thing. I wanted to be like a space cadet.
Yeah, he was totally into that. He also told me that he really didn't like the song I Ran. I ran so far away. He didn't really like the song, and he said there were other songs that he really liked better, and this was one of the songs that he said he liked a lot better and enjoyed playing. Space Age Love Song, which is really, in my opinion, one of the better things that Flock of Seagulls did. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back. You're listening to WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You will. I remember when this happened on the Scoot of the Year calendar on this day in 2021. 10 fans were killed, hundreds injured during a Travis Scott performance at Astroworld's Festival in Houston. A crowd of 50,000 just charged the stage and victims were crushed to death. Now, he does encourage his fans to rage, which means, you know, celebrate and just and go wild. But things got out of control. And that was the deadliest concert since 1979, when 11 people were killed in a rush to get into the Who concert in Cincinnati. So it's not just this particular kind of performer. It was at the Who concert that 11 died in 1979. Travis Scott after said, "I am honestly devastated. I could never imagine anything like this would happen." I'm Scoot. Let's go to Bubbles in Harahan. Bubbles, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. How are you today?
Good.
I got a couple of things. The first one, I want to remind people who may want to contribute to food charities that a lot of employers will match donations, sometimes one-to-one, sometimes multiple times to one. So if people have a little bit extra that they can give that'll impact those less fortunate to them, please remember if your company does matching donations.
Yeah,
it really makes a difference.
That's good advice, good advice.
Yeah, I work for a company now that does one-to-one, but I used to work for a company that matched 3-to-1.
Wow.
So it's certainly worth that. My other thing, and I know I missed the cutoff time, but it's about the election yesterday. One election doesn't change everything.
Yeah. Let's leave it at that, because I don't want to get back into that. But I think that's a very profound statement, Bubbles. One election doesn't change everything. And while there's a lot to pay attention to when it comes to that election yesterday, there's no reason for people to freak out. Lives are not going to change here locally. So, you know, and I don't know how much lives in New York are going to change. I mean, we don't know yet. We don't know how that's going to have an impact on the citizens of New York. And there are so many checks and balances in government, if they are respected, there are checks and balances that keep somebody from just becoming a dictator. And Mamdani may not just be able to become the dictator that some people think he's going to become.
Well, I think a big part of the objection to him is him being a Muslim. But, you know, just because somebody's faith is different from mine or yours or anybody else's, and even though there may be bad people in those religions, it doesn't make everyone who practices those religions bad, you know?
I agree.
Something you said earlier about, do you only watch one news source? Do like Janice did. Start watching ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MS Now, which was formerly MSNBC, to get some different viewpoints and then decide. The sky is not falling, even though there are those who are going to say it is.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I've been hearing it all my life, too. I'm around the same age as you, and I just don't see it happening.
Bubbles, I appreciate the call. Yeah, we're not going to become a socialist nation. We're not. And guess what? If we do, I'll admit I was wrong. But that's not going to happen. You know, as fluid as you may have been led to believe things are right now, things are not so fluid in this country that we're just going to suddenly snap out of our democratic republic and become a socialist nation. You obviously don't understand the definition of socialism, and you've been told something and you're not thinking, because the goal of many in the media is to rile you up. There's an emotional connection between the media and people who are riled up by the media, and they come to feel like that media that has riled them up is the media that has the answers, and they have to watch or listen to that media. They have to, because that's the only place that they're going to get the truth, when in reality that's the place where they're not getting the truth, because the goal of that media is to rile them up to get them to watch or to get them to listen. It's more about collecting viewers and listeners than it is about spreading the truth. And I don't know what it's going to take for more people to understand that. So I mentioned this earlier. Over 100,000 people have signed a petition calling for the Super Bowl halftime show with Bad Bunny to be changed to 73-year-old traditional country star George Strait. And I made this point earlier. I'll make it again. This is why I've said, look, if you don't like Bad Bunny, that's okay. A lot of people do. So you want to sign this petition? You want it to be George Strait? Well, guess what? A lot of people don't like George Strait. I wouldn't want George Strait to be the halftime show. I respect him, but he's not my thing. So if George Strait is the halftime show, I'm not happy. So whoever is the halftime show, somebody's not going to be happy. So just relax and find another battle to fight. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1988, the song Locomotion became the first song in the U.S. to reach the top five with three different versions. First done by Little Eva in 1962, later done by Grand Funk Railroad, and that was in 1974, and years later, Kylie Minogue did it, and it reached number three. Kylie Minogue. It's one of those French things. Kylie Minogue did it. It reached number three. So it's interesting that this song was the first song to hit the top five with three different versions. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, coming up on Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglie, and Steve Geller. They'll talk about the Saints' next opponent, the Saints' last opponent, and it's QB to QB with Saints quarterback Drew Brees and former Saints quarterback, the Cajun Cannon. That's at 4:30 this afternoon, so tune in to Sports Talk. All right, if you haven't done it yet, get in on the conversation, and I hope you'll join me on Substack. Download the Substack app and find Scoot on the Air and subscribe. I would love you to become one of our subscribers, and also you can get in the conversation with Scoot on the Air, Facebook and Instagram. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot. Enjoy the afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.